Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so loved, and very sexy people. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to jump right in, guys. Just a couple of announcements. The webinar last night was just amazing. Create Wellness Now with the medical intuitive Susan Shadburn. I know it's been posted in the accounts already. Yay to my webmaster, Brian, for doing that. And please, this Friday night, my Grimm episode, my arc on Grimm starts. So tune in, love it, Facebook it, tweet it, whatever you have to do to tell the network, yes, we'd like to have Dee back, because I am actively creating this recurring role to continue or another one to come in. So that being said, I want to get, I want to continue information from last night. So I'm just going to give you bullet points of what I know about illness. Illness and disease all starts in your consciousness. Bacteria, viruses, you know, accidents, they trigger things that you have not addressed in your unconscious mind, like the flu, right? This stuff is around all the time. And if it's activating in your life, it's something that you need to address. Your body is a gift to you, do you understand, that's coming forward to go, hey, you could be a lot happier and a lot more powerful in your creation if you would address this. Stress is really ongoing emotional patterns, and those grind away at us until our body breaks down. Oftentimes, these are things that are so threatening for us to look at. Like if you've been raped or sodomized as a child repeatedly, oftentimes those emotions are so threatening for you to look at that we repress them. We were talking last night about oftentimes a person can look just jolly and happy and, you know, but underneath that in their childhood, they were never allowed to express their anger or express their emotions or express their fear. And so they've stuffed it down and repressed it, and that's got to come out sometime. It can also be a soul choice. You know, this is what I want to learn. This is why I came in this time. Also, you know, for example, and this is just an example, if we have, if a baby's born, for example, with scarring, it's probably representative of the scarring that's been done to them, with them, in another lifetime. All of these things can be redirected and replaced with more positive programming. And that's what we deal with. We call it directing energy. You can call it reprogramming yourself. But you have to be conscious and take the responsibility to do that. This is what I know and believe so far. Anything that's going on with the bones represents the deepest issues that you want to work with. It's your relationship to the universe. It's your bigger self, your cosmic self. It's literally your structure. So if there's anything going on with your bones, then you want to address what it's about. soft tissues like muscles and organs represent our thinking process and how we see the world. And fluids like your blood, they're the result of emotional processes and perceptions and how we feel about things. So that'll give you a little inkling into kind of what to start opening your subconscious with. Symptoms, reactions, and conditions are the outward effect of the inner condition. Okay? So whatever's going on with your body is in a reflection to what is going on within you, in your thoughts, in your perceptions, in your feelings. Okay? A specific illness or sickness is a physical manifestation of a particular thought or thought patterns and emotional disharmonies. So this is the chain that it follows, everybody. It starts with disturbing thoughts, fantasies, maybe weird dreams, okay? The next phase, if you don't deal with it there, are mild disruptions like fatigue and irritation and sleep disruptions. If you don't address it there, it can turn into chronic conditions. If you don't address it there, you might experience traumatic accidents or assaults by other people. If you don't address it there, it goes into irreversible physical changes or incurable diseases and processes like AIDS. And if you don't deal with it there, it results in death. And I got to this, I read this, and it came in very clearly last night. It was fascinating that most of the people that do our work have cleared most of their emotional life. Susan couldn't find emotional blocks in, I think there was only one person last night. And yet, everything was based in the limbic system. Now, the limbic system is the seat of your emotions. And what we got to at the end of the show was, for me, a breakthrough. And I had talked to Susan during the week, and I said, there's a big thing here. There's a big thing that's going to change all of our work. And we're bringing it in, and we got to part of it, but and you know how this works. It expands. It's just continual expansion. That all illness comes from our belief that we are deeply separated from God and that it's our fault. We screwed up. Ergo, we're not worthy. So therefore, we have to beat ourselves down or get back at ourselves or make ourselves pay in some way. So that stands to reason then, when we truly feel and know that we are God, that everything is God, that and feel that connection to every blade of grass, every leaf, the air in front of you, and all other souls, when we truly balance that and know that, that's got to help everything else heal, if that's the root of all illnesses. So I would like everyone to come forward today, right now, or whenever you hear this, and choose to know, believe, and live the experience that you are God, that you are one with God, that all energy is God, and that you have the right as being the whole God that we are, we have the right to perfect, beautiful, amazing health and wellness, and that it is our intention and our action and our feeling that we create that every moment right now and every moment of the now. That is our clear direction to our energy. We feel the freedom of that. We feel the joy. We feel the love and the amazing knowing of being God. And we direct our bodies now. Know that. We direct our brains. Know that unconditionally. And we direct our bodies, mind, souls, and spirit, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. Heal now. Be in balance now. Be in alignment now. And express this knowing of the God that you are. And around all this, we invoke the new infinity equation, and so it is. Wow. Okay. So we're clear that any kind of disorder we have is simply bringing to our attention how we are feeling separate in some way. When I got that piece of information, I sat down. As you know, I've been working on this essential tremors, of which after working with Susan, pretty much gone. But I wanted to know, I said, okay, well, let's see, how does that affect me the most? When I'm shaking, I can't do my makeup. That's where it affected me the most. And I thought, wow, well, what does, well, I can't control my hand enough to do, it's all about control. And it actually, and this is a known fact, that essential tremors are an emotional reaction to a emotional, usually, trauma in your life that happens to you and throws your energy system off. And what do emotional traumas, like my dad's suicide, for example, you can't control them. You have no control. But you see, in our work, we know that we do have control over everything, because we control our reactions to it, and we control whether we decide to be a victim or a victor around anything. So be aware. Awareness heals. And when you're aware, you can change the patterns. So while you are taking the steps on this plane to get the treatment that you might need, also, from the other side, start dealing with the underlying causes and healing them energetically. You'll meet in the middle and you'll be free physically. Most, I want you to know this too, most major illnesses reach a critical mass usually 6 to 12 months before you're aware of the onset. That's also a piece of information that'll help you trace some things back. Okay, so we're claiming the cocktail and the infinity equation around all of this, which simply states, I know I am the God of me that creates me as the God of me. I'm taking that responsibility, and my body's healed, and so it is. All right, I'm going to the calls, and we're going to start with Mika.
Hey,
hi, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I woke up feeling about 85% better than I had been before last night's call, which was pretty amazing, because I have just been experiencing such debilitating low back pain to the point where I would get stuck, right? I couldn't, like, I would sit down. I couldn't get up. Like, the pain would be so excruciating, so 85% improvement rate, I would say, this morning was awesome.
Well, I call that a miracle, and thank you for that, and thank you to yourself. Again, oftentimes when we just know and are able to pinpoint where it is with our work, we know what to do with it then. So let's bring in the belief that you can have everything you want, and it's 100%.
Okay.
Well, if you can do 85, you sure as hell can do 100.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Again, guys, we can have it all. We should have it all. we're the creators of weather. We have it all, and we deserve it. You're special, amazing people. You deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk about something else, Mika?
I wanted to, well, I mean, because this was such a recurring theme yesterday, just imprints on the limbic system, and I
yeah.
wanted to bring that up and see what else we can flesh out today, because that was, I mean, the pattern around that was pretty awesome.
I was, both Susan and I were astonished, so we're going to get together and work on it today, but they're asking for a song from you.
I'm seeing the little engine that could.
Yeah, okay. Again, I think, yes, and I'm testing the biggest thing around the limbic system is this separation of God thing. The limbic mm-hmm. system, again, is the seat of the emotions. But it's interesting that there weren't any emotional blocks with pretty much everybody on the show, which was an
exactly.
astounding yippee. An acknowledgement to our work.
I agree.
And I still get that the biggest thing for us to focus on, do the breathing exercise around, feel into right now is our oneness with God. And remember, from my definition anyway, God is all thought and all possibility. It's the space you reach out and grab, the blade of grass, the wag of your doggy's tail, the purr of your kitten. It's all of the amazing energy manifestations that there are, or ever have been, or ever will be. And when we explain it that way, it's much easier to know that we're it and a part of it. So the more we know that, and that brings in, of course, knowing that all energy is there to help us create anything we want, healing becomes, well, easy and miraculous. So it's not, I think I can, I think I can. It's, I know I can. I know I am. Let's put it in the present. I know I am creating perfect health and wellness right now in every moment of now. And I know I am the God and one with all God that creates that. Hold on. They want to go to the sheets about something. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. Hang on. 2, 5, 1. God, I heard it and I didn't trust me. Oh, that's interesting. They're reminding everybody. Well, first of all, they want us to claim the horror line around knowing that we are God and a part of all God. Our horror line, as you know, is the line that when it is straight, strong, and through the ID point, it allows us to stay in and feel what we truly know in our soul. So we are directing our horror lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point in the knowing that I am God and I am a part of all God and it's all one. There is only, I don't want to say separation, so there is oneness, there is wholeness, and that's what I am. And so, oh, and that's what, when they take us to, oh, I was doing this last night after the show. Oh, my God, I couldn't come down for 2 hours after the show last night. You know, where they direct us to say all energy is integrated completely into my divine self. This is what that means, is the wholeness. I am whole within me. I am whole within the whole, right? Mm-hmm. There is only the whole, whole, and so it is.
Right.
I don't get there's anything else. I'm sure we'll expand out about this. there was a lot about the HPA last night too, and I have to research that. I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, but there was a lot of good content, but yeah, thank you.
Yes, and we absolutely are going to do it again. I mean, bless her heart, we even went 2.5 hours on this webinar
mm-hmm.
last night. But she really did, you know, feel compelled, as I always do, to take as much time as the energy is directing us to take. And we got through a lot of people, but we want to be able to serve everybody. So we will be doing this again. Thanks, Mika, for joining me last night and today, honey.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, why not? I'm going to create it that way. Bye.
There you go. Bye.
Hey, Jeannie, what's up?
Hey. I got something today in dealing with this and talking about this. I got it this morning. I did email it to you, but I know you were getting ready for this.
Yeah.
For the telephone. I'm picking this up now because I had to send it to my cell because I'm not by the computer. It says, I just received, this involves the HPA access, and it's interesting to go online and find out how this is all connected. The thymus, the pituitary, and the adrenals.
Oh, sure. They all work together.
Yeah, and this is what I received. They can work together in a positive way to release all miasma and imprints. This can now easily be done with the infinity equation by making it, in parens, law for those who wish to do this.
I get a yes on that.
So go to it, girlfriend.
So, all right, well, let's all come together and direct the hypothalamus, the thyroid, right?
Yep.
The pituitary.
Yep.
And the adrenals to be in perfect balance and harmony in the creation of wellness. We're invoking the infinity equation and the cocktail, which says, I know that I know and that I'm the God that does this around all of this. So it is. Hold on. There's something else they want us to do. And we're going to the sheets. First sheets. Oh, we are directing our Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point consistently in this knowing that the thyroid, the pituitary, and the adrenals are all individually balanced and together working in harmony and balance consistently. And so it is. Wow, Jeannie, thanks.
And
for
so
that.
It is, and I just got chills.
Yeah, and I want you guys to feel into, and so it is. We say those words. But feel into, oh, my God, it's done. It's done. It's law. And so it is. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank
you
so much for bringing that one in. Woo-hoo.
A pleasure.
Oh, you've got to love this community, how we work and create together. Oh, my God. Alicia, you're on, honey. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. You give me so much hope. Since Monday, because my allergies and my nose is running, and I've been working on staying in my knowing, and this feels like I'm missing a little piece. And
actually, you're not.
No,
you have been missing a little piece, but we've gotten to it on the show. So that's what you have to know. That we, you see, guys, you, and we all do this. We go, okay, we're going to do it, and then we look back to see if the other stuff is still there. And when we do that, we invoke the other stuff being there again.
Oh.
Because we really don't know that it's done, and so it is. Otherwise, we wouldn't look back to see if it's there, would we?
Right.
Yeah. So, in other words, you don't need the proof to know. And that, of course, is the definition of faith, isn't it? And the infinity equation is based around the integrity of faith. Interesting.
Okay.
Now, they want to give you a piece of information around, again, the root cause of your allergies. And I had a doctor say to me one time that he believed that the energetic cause of allergies was misdirected energy. So I want to ask where you were misdirect. Well, part of the place they're already saying that you were misdirecting your energy is going, okay, is it done? Is it fixed? Am I doing it anymore? Okay. Mm-hmm. And yes, that is the biggest clue that when it's like karma, right? If you, according to the way we believe in karma, if you take action around what you know, then there's no karma. If you take action without knowing and go into your fear and everything, then the karmic starts setting in again because your focus, we're starting to really understand in a scientific way how our healing work works. So love yourself and keep the focus on the wellness that you have created. And I don't get there's anything else, Alicia. Now, you know, if you were working with Susan, she would get into much more specific causes with you. And I will be the first to attest that her work has helped me in amazing ways. I actually even have Gabrielle working with her now. because there was a pattern in my family. As many of you know, my father committed suicide. He was an alcoholic all his life. Both my brothers have a tendency toward that. But depression and rejection. There were big patterns of rejection in my family. And I know that through my work in healing myself, of course, it filters down a lot of it to my daughter and automatically balances her energetic system. But her father also had a brain aneurysm, and then a blood clot hit his heart, and I wanted to make sure neurologically there was no imprint or capacity for that in her energy system, and there was. So I have her working with Susan to release all that, and I cannot tell you in the 2 short weeks that she's been working with Susan, just miraculously how she has started to take responsibility more in her life for her career and her money and just her empowerment of getting out into the world has increased amazingly because we have been addressing this depression and this rejection stuff. And Gabrielle was functioning very successfully in the world, but not as happily and powerfully as she is now. So that's what we all want to focus on, is to love our bodies and direct our bodies and our minds and our energy systems to release anything and everything that does not harmonize with freedom and love and joy and fun and wellness. Okay?
Dee?
Yeah.
I have a quick question that just popped into my mind as you were saying. Is the reason I had the allergies and had cancer is because I took on the healing of the family to help them get rid of their belief that there was something wrong with all of them?
I got a yes up to the word family when you started because it went to no. So, yes, you took on the responsibility of the family to heal it in all kinds of different ways.
Because they weren't my birth family. They raised me, but they weren't my birth family. So maybe that's where I'm thinking I'm still separate from them like I am with God.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I get a yes on that. But you guys know that oftentimes your closest family are the people you're not related to.
Yeah.
So let's not get stuck in that old description that the only people that are, because quite frankly, you're all my family. I think of all of you as my family and people I love and cherish. So how lovely to make the world that, huh?
Yeah,
thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Denise in New Jersey. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. My name is Denise, and I wanted to say I listened to your webinar the first time last night. I wasn't on the show. It was an old webcast, and I've been working on myself energetically, and I've been actually over-exhausted and took 2 weeks off in 3 years, so I'm really, your show really helped me last night, and I was wondering what frequencies or what imprint do I need to work on, because it's been a challenge. I've had a lot to overcome, and I've been really, truly blessed, and I have a lot of gratitude for the blessings in my life. But I'd like to continue, and all the people that spoke this morning were wonderful because I felt very connected. So
if we put it in the simplest question, you want to know what to bring in alignment so that you can be the happiest, freest, and wellest person you can be. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're claiming the infinity equation around that. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie.
Magnolia. Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias. Okay, that's all about harmony. And when I speak of harmony, you'll hear me speak a lot, Denise, of in order to create whatever you want, you need to be in harmony with it. And I've actually just created a new harmony meditation. It's not available to everybody yet except on Mari's program, but it will be in the next couple of months. And what that means, baby, is when you think of, let's say, making money, you want to feel really good about money. You want to love money. You want to respect it and honor it. That's bringing yourself in harmony with what you're saying you want to create.
Okay.
If you want more balance in your life, and that's the biggest thing I'm hearing you say, that you want more balance in your life, then you have to be in harmony with that balance. In other words, oh, my God, I better work even harder or I'm not going to have enough is not in harmony with balance. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So the biggest thing, I mean, people say to me all the time, my God, I don't know how you do, how much you do.
Yes.
And it's because I fervently demand that my life stays in balance.
Okay.
That I have fun, that I have love, that I have great sex, that I do jobs that I love to do. And all of that, you know, when I work hard. And and at 6 o'clock, unless I'm shooting a movie or something, I go, okay, now it's time to balance, have a glass of wine, go out to dinner with my lover. Yeah, spend time with my beautiful daughter, you know, all of those things. So that work at bringing your life more into harmony, Denise, and knowing that you deserve that balance, sweetheart, okay?
Well, you got it.
All right, sweetheart. Welcome, and thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Thank
God bless
you, and you
thank
too.
You.
And we're going to Cindy in Arizona. Hi, honey.
Good morning, and Dee, what a joy to talk with you again.
Thank you.
The show last evening was amazing, and I took tons of notes, and, you know, I've been applying it throughout the evening, of course. And what came to me was imprints. I've been diagnosed with cancer a year ago, and it's been a wonderful journey learning about me and my growth, mind, body, and spirit. And,
yes.
And as well as I thought I was in tune, this was a wake-up call, huge. I just attended my sister's funeral last week from her passing from cancer.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry, honey.
It was her journey, and we chose different paths. But I'm on the path of homeopathic healing. And, oh, by the way, spirulina, I think, is what you guys were looking for.
Yeah, I think I've gotten several emails on that. Susan hasn't gotten back to me, but, yeah, a lot of people said spirulina is the other green. So,
yeah.
Chlorella and spirulina, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what I know everything. It's like I know I teach this. I work with people in their auras to find the emotional blocks and to go in and clear that. And then here's my humbling experience, you know, that I get to experience and, of course, eventually share my experiences with others. But where I feel my greatest challenge is the depression sets in and it stops me from physically attaining what I know I need and what I know
okay,
I should feel.
The depression comes from you forgetting that you know. So when the depression starts, if it starts after this conversation, I want you to literally direct your horror line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, and just consciously say, I choose to absolutely stay in my knowing that I am the God of me, and I create wellness now. I create balance and harmony in my body now. Now, they want me to ask you, what story of your family or your ancestors are you carrying? When I ask you that, what's the first thing that comes up?
Suffering.
Okay. That's the imprint.
Yeah.
Is that sometime in my life, we all have to suffer. Now, I'm thinking that might be just an imprint for mankind.
Right.
Because don't we all believe that? I think we've just made another big aha here. So come on, everybody. Stay conscious. No matter when you're listening to this, please do this work around the imprint that we all must suffer at some time in some way in our lives because we have separated ourselves from God and we have to pay for it. We are invoking the cocktail and the infinity equation. It is our clear direction. We are directing our horror line to stay straight, strong, and through the ID point consciously and consistently around the knowing that we can live in bliss and freedom. And what's the opposite of suffering for you, Cindy?
Joy.
And joy. 24/7 for as many lifetimes as we want to participate. And so it is. That's a whole new thought. That's what they're talking about, new thought churches. You see, you have to think a new thought in order to create a new experience.
Mm-hmm. See, and I've circled around this suffering, you know, the old Buddhist connection. And my belief is, like, we do not have to suffer. And that's been kind
okay,
of
okay, now
mantra.
Make that a positive. You see, because when you say we do not have to suffer, where does your attention go?
Negative.
Suffering.
It's,
so
yeah.
Say it in the positive now. What do you believe?
Well, based on what you just stated, that we all suffer due
nope.
to our separation
nope.
from God?
I don't want the word. I don't want any of the negative, see? That's what we do. That's what I'm trying to teach you all. What did you tell me that your the opposite of suffering was?
Joy. We must live in joy.
Okay. That's
love,
right.
Freedom.
It is my absolute knowing that I live in joy. Every cell in my body lives in joy. Every part of my energy lives in joy consistently and forever. That's my choice. And that has got to release that imprint, baby.
Mm-hmm. And I know this will affect positively. When I change, it'll change my mother, it'll change my son,
you've
it'll
already
change
changed
the whole
it.
Lineage.
We've already changed it. It's already shifted.
Awesome.
So let's acknowledge that, everybody. Let's acknowledge that the energy's already shifted. If you make $1 million and you don't acknowledge it and you keep thinking, oh, my God, I'm not going to have enough, you still live in the reality of the old reality, and ultimately you will create the old reality again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, darling. Much love to you.
Thank you. God bless to you all.
Whoa, this is a great show. This is really, really, this is big stuff that we're getting to here. I'm going to Anya in North Carolina.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Hi there. I was gobsmacked by the information that was gushing forth from you and Susan last night, and I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things. The first thing that hit me between the eyes was when she said that I was a 10 in sensitivity.
Uh-huh.
And I, what does that look like in real life? What might be happening around me, or what?
Well,
an idea?
Susan and I have different beliefs around that.
Okay.
My level of sensitivity, I believe, is an 8.
Okay.
And she does not understand how I can tackle and take on as much as I do being as sensitive as I am.
Okay.
So my belief is that you can be a sensitive and function quite well in this three-dimensional world if you know that you can.
Okay.
But what that means, just to recap for everybody, on a scale of 0 to 10, if you're a 10, that means that you are much more in tune and sensitive to energy patterns, the energy around you, to your own energy, to wafts of the collective consciousness coming through.
Yeah.
You're sensitive.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
What you do with that sensitivity is what's important. So are you aware of it, and do you use that gift to consciously direct your energy and help the world and create what you want, or do you use that sensitivity to go, I can't function in the world because I'm sensitive?
Right. Your choice, yeah.
Well, that's my belief.
Yeah.
That is my belief. And quite frankly, my belief has served me pretty damn well, because I can function highly in this world as I go through the world and pick up every single nuance of energy that's going
right.
on.
Right.
I mean, if someone walks into a restaurant and is rude to the person at the front desk in a very subtle way, right? Most
uh-huh.
people wouldn't pick up on that at all. It's like a bombshell that hits me.
Okay. Yep.
And what I do then is I stop and I just send love to that person and I claim the balance. And
okay.
and then I move on.
Okay.
So I use my sensitivity for good.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Okay. Now, what was your other question?
Just some of the stuff around my birth, because you all were just literally just gushing with information about, you know, conflict, depression, forceps, blah, blah, all this stuff.
You were born breech, right? I'm sorry. Please help me, because I was in the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there was something about forceps and crushing or smashing the bones around my ears or whatever. So I'm going, oh, how does that work with breech? And I never got details, so I don't know. I just
well, how that works with a breech birth is they literally have to pull you out, don't they?
Yes.
And your feet come out first?
Yeah, that's, I was just wondering why they
envision what's going to happen as they're trying to pull your head out through that little tiny canal, and it's not pushing its own way out first.
Right.
You're going to have to it's pretty close quarters around those ears and the bones in your head you're coming out.
Yeah.
So both of us at the same time got osteopath or cranial sacral work. So I would definitely go do that.
I am. And then you also said there was something around child abuse, and that's something that's popped up once, and it just was a flag for me. Was this in the hospital while I was there, or where is that coming from?
Well, I think Susan picked that up in the scan.
Okay.
So let me ask. it wasn't abuse, but your small soul registered
interpreted
it as abuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the traumatic birth that you had was abuse, honey.
Yeah.
And it was abuse to a child.
Yeah.
When we say child abuse, we think, you know, oh, you got raped or sodomized or beat or, you know, something like that. But child abuse can be as simple as your father never saying I love you to you, you know, because he can't.
All right. So, Dee, is this why I just have this sense, if I'm going to say that I'm struggling with issues or whatever, I think for me a lot is just feeling safe in the world, and I can't think of, a better reason, if you want to call it that, or an impetus or a genesis for that than just even my birth process.
Can you say that a little simpler, a little more
simply? I'd like to. Does my lingering sense of worry about safety, being safe in the world, and knowing that I'm the one that can create that for me at any moment. But
yes,
is that where
your
this
birth
comes from? Is
yes.
Where this comes from?
Yes. So if you take the words, I know I'm safe to be born into this world.
Okay. Oh, God, that makes me emotional.
Yeah. Those are the high. I can feel that right in my heart center, baby. So every time you step out to assert yourself, know that you are safe to be born into this world, sweetheart.
Okay, because I've been having some emotional releases this morning, so, okay.
Yeah, and it's all good. That's all a positive thing.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, all right.
Much love
to
you, sweetheart.
Love you, honey. Thank you.
And we're going to Caroline in Ontario.
Hi, my beautiful license plate friend.
How are you, baby?
I'm just on top of the world.
Well, what?
I don't even know what to come through with. And since December 12th of the show, it's been amazing show after amazing show after amazing show.
Thank you.
I was with you with Mari yesterday. I was with you with Susan last night, and I'm here now.
Good God, woman.
I know.
An ODMD. Thank you. And
a huge part,
isn't
huge
it true
part
that every single one of them has been entirely different?
Entirely and all true and all huge openings and clearings and just beauty and love. And it's so beautiful to hear and see and feel everybody just go, poof, I'm letting that go. Poof, I'm letting that go.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just so exciting to me. It's so exciting. And really exciting when you can get up every day and know it's going to be a good day because you have control over you. You know?
Amazing.
Well, thanks, baby, for calling in with that beautiful testimonial and being here yet again with me. I love you, Caroline.
I will send you some rainbow pictures just for you to see even further. This morning as I was doing my invocations, and I now invoke everything that you speak of, the cocktail and everything else, and I asked if there was anything else. Again, I was on the beach. And rainbow came to my mind, and I had my eyes closed when I was doing this, and I was completely grounded and all that with my heart aligned, and it went right at the top of my head, and I could feel that point where I was completely connected, and rainbow came. I opened my eyes. On the beach, I cried, but I opened my eyes at all around the sun, and this has happened to me about 4 or 5 times now. All around the sun was a rainbow.
Oh, how awesome. I want to do that. I want to do that. I'm claiming that. I want to see a rainbow around the sun.
I'm claiming that for everybody because it was so, I felt connected with the whole planet. And
yep.
The message was, because then I heard your voice, my beauty, I heard your voice say, but sometimes you need to ask what the message is because then they can't tell you. I said, okay, Dee, I'll ask. And I said to the rainbow, I said, what is your message? And it said, love.
Yeah.
And then the song that came was, All You Need Is Love.
All you need is love, baby. Oh.
And then it was, and it's easy. It's so beautiful. I just cried the whole time. And I was felt connected to a woman that was walking the beach and the trees and the blades of grass. And I was sending that to you and everybody. So, yeah that's what I came through. And I knew I was going to come through today because when I said my name and I came through, I said, the show will start in 11 minutes and 11 seconds.
Oh, wow, 11:11. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm crying.
There you go, beautiful.
You got my heart open and my tears flowing. Thank you for that, Caroline. How beautiful. What a beautiful start to your day, huh? Just awesome. Thanks, baby. Much love.
I'll send you those pictures.
Okay, you do that. You do that.
And to the lady who said she had cancer, if I just may, because I got tons of goosebumps when she came through, and I saw her dance, and the message was dance, dance, and there's the light right now. The light is just shining so bright for her. Just
I get a big yes on that. Dance and be happy. Yourself, tell yourselves to do the happy dance.
Yes, exactly.
You bet, baby. Thanks, honey. All right, we're
bye-bye.
We're going to, Joe, if you can get to what it is real quickly, I can take you. Hi, baby.
Hi, thank you very much. I have been listening for quite a while, but I've sort of been lurking in the background, and sometimes I feel like you're speaking a different language, and I want to know where to start with understanding the creation and the infinity and the cocktail and the all of that.
Love. That's where you start. No, that's the simplest answer I can give you, and I just know that the cocktail and the all that stuff, they're tools that we can use, but they all represent in its highest form love.
Okay.
So what we've been told is that there are three distinct languages that we already know, but we don't know their languages. And those are words, symbols, and frequencies that look like numbers, but they're actually frequencies. So over the last few years, we have been being given symbols and frequencies that go with words so that we can begin seeing how these three languages work together because well, because we're going to need to know all the languages at some point in the future. Basically, that's all you need to know. Words are the most limiting form of communication only because they have so much baggage attached to them.
Yep.
So the more you can feel divine love and joy around anything you want, Joe, the faster you create it. And the magical word here is feel.
Okay.
I can say the word love, right? But that doesn't give you an experience of love. When I say to myself, my doggy Savannah, immediately my heart opens and I go to love. When I say my daughter Gabrielle and walking into the room when she's a baby, immediately I am in the experience of love. So find what that experience of love is for you and live in that experience and bring that experience into absolutely everything you want to create. Do you understand, honey?
I do, I think. Yep. I do.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that question. A lot of new people. That served a lot of new people, Joe, so thanks for coming on. Oh, my God, I cannot believe it's the end of the hour. I want to hang with you guys another hour, but we can't. So, you know, I can't extend Thursday's show. Monday's show I have a little more opportunity to play with the time. I'm so sorry if I didn't get to your call, but know that every call served you. And until we meet again, guys, and I mean this, go into your love place. Love yourself, and love yourself more because you know. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.